1 Corinthians chapter number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. Bible says, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sothius, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to preach just a while this evening, it's got to be my help, on the hope we have. But we look at this, we see the hope that we have. Now, our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the hope is in, our hope is in, and will always be, and will always be, in the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The preaching of Christ is where our hope is. And Paul said he was called to be an apostle, amen, of Jesus Christ. In other words, he was called to proclaim the Savior. He was called, amen, to lift up Jesus Christ everywhere he went. He said, through the will of God. He said it was God's will, when God called him, that he preached the gospel. God didn't call him to be a politician. God didn't call him to do the other things and chase after the things of the world. God called him, amen, to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who did he call to preach to? He called him to preach to the church. Amen. He called him to preach to those believers in Christ Jesus. He said, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth. Amen. So he called him, specifically, and he called him to preach to the church. Amen. That's what he called him for. And I praise God. The hope that we have is in the preaching of the gospel to the church today. You get the listening a lot of times, and you tune in and try to tune in and get preaching and get you some encouragement. And honest to goodness, they so much junk on the radio and stuff that has nothing to do with Christ. They're supposed to be spiritual channels. They're supposed to be godly channels. But a whole lot of stuff on there has nothing to do with God. Has nothing to do with Christ Jesus, our Savior. Has nothing to do with redemption and a Redeemer. It has stuff to do with everything else but that. But I want to say, praise God, I'm glad that God Almighty has called us to preach. He's called us to minister to the church. Every one of us have a ministry in the church. Praise God, it's time to get in, preach the gospel, just magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, lift Him up, glory to God, like Paul did. He said, listen, we can't faint. We can't be weary and well-doing, but we got to stay in the faith and just preach the gospel of Christ. You know, preacher, I don't know about all that. He said he's preaching to the church of God, which is at Corinth. And he said it was to them that are sanctified. To who? The ones that sanctified. Now, I want you to notice how Paul's talking about here. He's talking about those that sanctified in the church. Now, he's not talking about the jobs they have, but he's talking, now listen to me, he's talking about the position we have. Amen. I want to say, praise God, God's given us a position. Amen. In the church. He's given us a position in the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, that's how we come to our position. And I want to say, praise God, if you're a child of God, if you're born again, praise the Lord, the devil can't take your position. Our position in Christ is steadfast. Amen. Nobody can take that from you. Glory, hallelujah. We ought to just shout and praise God and give Him glory just because, Brother Bill, we have a position. We've got a place, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad for that. I'm glad nobody can take it. And Paul said, them that are sanctified in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Now, it's not just anybody. He said it's those that are sanctified in sin Jesus Christ. Those that are set aside for His glory. I wonder, are we set aside for His glory? Man, made yourself available, said, here am I, Lord. Like Isaiah said, well, here am I, Lord, send me. Amen. A lost and dying world. The Bible says, go in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. That my house might be full. Amen. So God's give us a position, praise God, that we can fulfill that. We can fill that position so we can fulfill His work. Because He has, I said, I preached last week, He has a purpose for your life. Amen. God has a purpose for every one of us. He wants to use us from the smallest and the youngest to the biggest and oldest. Amen. There's a position, there's a place for every one of us. And it's time that we fill that position. Amen. He said that it's called to be saints. With all that never place, call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So he said they're called to be saints in Christ Jesus. Those that set aside, those that sanctify in Christ Jesus our Savior. You say, preacher, how do you get there? You get there by grace. Amen. Grace, it makes the difference. Verse number 3 says, grace be unto you and peace. Now, we talked about these this morning. It's amazing that Peter come along this morning. We read in 2 Peter chapter 1, and he said it's grace and peace. And then Paul comes along in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and he says, praise God, it's just grace and peace. He said, there's something about grace that just gives you peace. Hey, something about grace, praise God, and God puts you in a position, praise God, under, well, glory, under His loving care, a place and a position where God said, just comforts you, and He gives you that peace and happiness and joy, praise God, all the fringe benefits of just being a child of God, and He puts you there. Jesus Christ said, those who love the Lord, keep His commandments. He said, you get saved. He said, you're in the hand of God, covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. Why? Because you've got a position that God gives you. It's through grace, praise God, that you come into your position. He said, it's from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we get it? From Him. Amen. If God gives it, no man can take it away. Let me just say this thing, praise God. There's nothing that God has to give, praise God, that man can do anything about. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. If it's up to me, I could be saved today and lost tomorrow. And there's a lot of people who believe that, praise God. But if I was saving me, I could count for that. But praise God, Brother Bill, it ain't me that saved me. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that saved me, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to keep me. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that's going to deliver me, praise God. He said, because His grace of God to me, to you, to us, praise the Lord, that Jesus Christ saved us. He said, it's from the Father. He's from the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, praise God, you can take her to the bank. Amen. Amen, praise God. He said, we have a hope. We have grace. Amen. And He said, through that grace, He said, I thank my God always on your behalf. For the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Amen. How did we get grace? It came through Christ. If Christ had never come, if Christ never offered Himself up for us, amen, we would have never been able to receive the grace of God. You say, preacher, why'd you say that? I say that because there's these nutcases running around all over the world saying there's so many ways that you can get to heaven. Hey, so many ways that you can get in. Just pick you away, whatever way seems nice and fuzzy and warm to you. Just come that way, and God loves you. God loves everybody, and He'll just take you your way, and you'll just float on out of here and just float into glory one day. I won't say by the grace of God is the only way you're saved, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. There's only one way to get to heaven. When you start hearing people talk about it, hey, listen, it's getting to be a big thing. The liberals in the world is trying to tell us that you don't have to do anything one certain way. Amen. There's no absolute answer, Brother Jeff. It's however you get the answer. That's all that matters. Amen. So your answer is just as good as anybody else's. Amen. I want to say there's one answer, and the answer is God's Word, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ, and He said that's the only way. You know, I don't know. I don't have no problem with that. It makes it simple for a simple-minded feller like me. Amen. Now, you may want to argue with God and say, but God, but I tell you what, that's what goats do. And they get themselves in a lot of trouble. I've got a stupid goat at the house. And that crazy thing, he's a walnut tree that big, and he's got the bark beat plumb off of it from butting his head against that walnut tree. Every time he gets upset, he goes out there and butts that tree. There's a whole lot of good Baptist folk like that. We're constantly saying, but God. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that through the grace of God, amen, God gave us one way and one way only. That's the only way we have to focus on. We don't have to try to figure out this way and that way. What's the best way? He said, there's one way. Amen. Praise God through Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, I thank my God always on your behalf. God said he did it for you. Amen. For the grace of God, which is given you. By, how do we get it? Jesus Christ. The grace of God was extended from heaven down to us through Christ Jesus. That's how we get it. That's how we got it. Praise God. Without it, we don't have it. Amen. It's just as straight up as it can be. God made it that way. He said that in everything, verse 5, you are enriched. Now notice the enrichment plan God has. I won't say God doesn't leave anything mediocre. God's always wanting to enrich his plan. God's always wanting to build upon his purpose. And remember we said you are his part of his purpose. And God is wanting to enrich that. What does that mean? That means he wants to make it better. That means he wants to make you better and me better. He wants to encourage us. He said, in everything, you are enriched by him. How do we get enriched? By God. It's just almost a simple little child could do it. Amen? He said, we're enriched by God. Amen. And we said we're enriched. He said we're saved by him. We receive grace by him. He said that the grace comes through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That in everything you're enriched by him. Amen. He said in all utterance. Said everything that we say, everything that comes from God, everything God tells us is for our enrichment. It's to make us better, praise God. It's to make us more prosperous. It's to give us more purpose. It's to give us more help. Amen. It's all part of God's enrichment plan. Now we got at work, you probably got a 401k and a 202c and all these other plans that we have to try to make it to the end of life, praise God, and still have a little bit of dignity. Amen. But I want to say God has an enrichment program through Jesus Christ our Savior. He said in everything that he tells us, praise God, we can take it and load it up and put it in the bank. Amen. To all the utterance of God. Amen. And not only all the utterance, but all the in all knowledge. So through Jesus Christ, in God's enrichment plan, we have the utterance of God. The things that he tells us that'll build us up. And we have the knowledge of God, amen. That knowledge that comes from God so that we can know him in the free pardon of sin. So that we can begin to live a victorious life, a life of joy, a life, praise God, that has no bounds, glory to God, because God is boundless. There's no end to God. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that God's resources is boundless? Amen. He owns it all. Amen. Kind of like old fella that wanted to take a sack of gold with him. He said, why do you want pavement? Amen. He owns it all. The cattle of 1,000 hills and the hills that they roam on, they're all belong to God. Amen. You say, preacher, I own that over here. You don't own nothing. God owns it all. God owns us. We're his. Amen. Whether we like it, whether you like it or not, you belong to God. Amen. Praise God. He said, in the knowledge that we have of that, praise God, that's that enrichment plan of God. Not only is that part of the enrichment plan, but the testimony of Christ. Verse number 6, he said, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. He said, that testimony that we have of Christ, praise God, that was the enrichment plan of God. He took that old man out, praise God, made you a new creature in Christ Jesus, and the testimony that we have is part of that enrichment plan. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about the hope that we have. God, Paul says, ain't the hope, praise the Lord, that's out of this world. He said, we ain't even thought about it. I know the 401ks and things is important. But praise God, it ain't nowhere near as important as the retirement plan in Christ Jesus. Amen. The testimony of Christ. Praise God. But he said, even as testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Amen. He said, so that enrichment plan that God has for us, praise God, that hope that we have is in Christ Jesus. It's in us that believe in Him. That's what makes the difference. Praise the Lord. We begin to see it, and we begin to see, praise God, that we ain't left out. We ain't missing nothing in the enrichment plan. He says, so that you come behind in no gift for the coming of the Lord, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he says, we're not lacking in anything. And I believe Brother Charles mentioned that this morning in Sunday school, that God said, praise God, 1 Peter, that we're not lacking anything when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because he has it all. The story of the paintings where the man says, praise God, you get the sun, you glory to God, you get it all. Amen, praise God. We ought to be a shouting and praising God. If you're a born-again child of God, you're a millionaire, you're a trillionaire, you're an heir, praise God, of salvation. You're an heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. You're heir to it all. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, after a while, you'll get a hold of that and you'll quit poor-mouthing. Amen. You'll get excited, praise God, about who you are and where you're going, Lord, hallelujah. And you'll start praying, because you know what, praise God, I'm a child of the King, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory. Hey, I'm not no pauper. I'm not somebody, praise God, that God don't think about. Praise God, I'm somebody that God has given all to because He gave us His Son. Amen. Praise God. The hope that we have, God says, is in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we're waiting for that blessed appearing of the Lord Jesus in glory. So he said, with hope, he said, our package, our enrichment is in Christ Jesus. He said, we're just waiting, amen, until God says, come on up and receive your rewards. Amen, glory. Won't that be something? He said, well, preacher, I don't know what rewards I'll have. We'll have rewards in glory in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And I won't say, praise, hey, listen, we don't have long to wait. Amen, praise God. This thing's playing out right before us in a day or two. In a little while, the Lord's going to say, come up hither, and psh, we're going to be gone. Amen, praise God. I'm looking for the Lord to come and snatch us out of here to take us home with Him. If you talk about a retirement package, think about it like this. I know I've got a vivid imagination. But you're down there on the job, and you're a slave, and you're working, you're sweating, amen, you're pushing that pen, you're pushing that pencil, amen, and all of a sudden, the big boss comes in, and he says, hey, listen, sit out there, and he gives you a big old shout, he calls you by name, he said, listen, I got a 747 sitting in the parking lot, I want you to go out there and get on, don't take nothing with you, don't get nothing, don't take time to even look around, amen, just go out in there and get on that plane, and praise God, I'm taking you on a trip, I'm giving you a vacation, praise God, it's out of this world. Now, I know most of us would think it's going to take us out and have us whacked. I understand that. Amen. But praise God, can you just imagine when you go out there and not know what to expect, you get on that plane and it takes you to Paradise Island where everything's perfect. Amen. There's nothing. There ain't no bugs. There ain't no gnats. There ain't no skeeters. Praise God, you can just enjoy it. Perfect 70 degrees all year round. And the boss, big boss, says, hey, listen, what? He said, it's so good to have you here. He said, I'm just going to let you stay here forever. Amen. I'm talking about the gift, praise God, that God Almighty has promised us. The enrichment plan of God. The hope that we have. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know about all that. Why? Because the Bible says God's confirmed it to us. Amen. He's confirmed our reservations. Amen. Verse number 8 said, who shall also confirm you unto the end? Amen. He said he's confirmed our reservations, praise God, that we're ready. He said we don't have to worry about it. He said he's confirmed you. brought you to the place. But he said, what does that mean, that word confirm? It means to make firm. In other words, to set steadfast, to make unmovable, to write it down in stone, if you will. And God said that He said that said who shall also confirm you, which talk about Jesus Christ, unto the end. Amen. That end speaking, praise God, when your time's up. That's what that literally means. That He's confirmed you, praise God, until your time is up. When your time's up, I want to say, when your time's up, your time is up. Amen. As far as it's concerned here. Now, it don't matter if you're in the hospital with the best doctors in the world gathered all around you. If it's your time's up, it's up. But God Almighty said that He's confirmed you, amen, until the end of time, until your time's up. But now He went beyond that. Amen. I'm talking about the hope that we have, the enrichment plan of God. He said that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So He said when Jesus comes back, He's going to fix you up. Now, the only thing that can separate you from God is sin. Amen. But said He's already confirmed you unto the end. Amen. So He's already got you confirmed unto the end. He said that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said there'll be no accusations brought against you because God's already confirmed you. He's already stamped on you, praise God, paid in full. He's already put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's already sealed you, praise God, for eternity. Now, I know a lot of people don't like that. There'll people kick out on you when you say that you've got eternal salvation. But a salvation, is, the Bible says, is of the Lord. And what the Lord does, praise God, He does it once and He does it perfect. Amen? He don't have to do redos. Now, I know a lot of times people make a profession, praise God, without a possession, and it comes along, and after a while, the Holy Ghost of God truly convicts their heart, and they say, realize they're an old sinner, and they fall on their face, and they say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner, and they get truly born again. Amen. That's why it happens that way. But glory to God, in the enrichment plan of God, He confirms us for His glory. Amen. And He'll come, praise God, He'll confirm you. Amen. But you may be blameless. That we won't sin against God. God tells us that, praise God, through the precious word of truth. Amen. That confirmation that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. In the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we stand before Him, He said all things is going to be taken care of in that confirmation process. Amen. When God's already made it firm and made it where it'll stand fast, it'll stand sure unto the end. If you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter number 3, verse 11, He talks about being established in the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 3 and verse 11, it says, Now God Himself and our Father, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Now watch this. To the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints. Amen. So He said God Himself, even our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that's who's going to do it. He said He's going to direct our way to you. He said we're going to come and we're going to preach, we're going to minister to the things of God, and God's going to save you by His marvelous grace, and the love of God's going to move in your heart, and it's going to be so real, praise God, it'll be real to you forever, amen, to you and to those others around you, to the end that God is going to establish you. Establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father. So God is establishing us in holiness before Himself. Amen. So at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints. So He said it's going to be, amen, unto the end. And that's what he was talking about a while ago. Establish and praise God. The enrichment plan of God. Amen. And having the hope that we have is in that plan that God has for us. And we just trust the Lord. You say, preacher, it's hard. It's not hard if we just try to put our faith in Him. Amen. But we have to put ourselves aside and ask God to help us to have done all we. The Father brought His Son to His the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, His disciples. The Lord was on the Mount of Olives, or the Mount, amen, in transfiguration with Peter, Paul, and John. The disciples was left behind. The man brought his son to him. It was possessed with the devil, and they tried to cast him out, and they couldn't. Jesus comes along, and he says, "If thou believe," and he said, "Lord, I believe." The Father does, but he said, "Help mine unbelief." He said, "If there's any unbelief in me, praise God, help me with it." I tell you what, Lord, do young people say, "Lord, please help me with my unbelief. If there's any part that truly don't believe, praise God, help me get rid of it, that I might believe." So that it might be established in our hearts, so that we'd be established blameless before the Lord. Look on over in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, he says this, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." Now that's how he does it. "And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. He said that's what we're praying for. That's what we're looking for. He said that we become blameless unto the Lord. He said, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." How do we get that? Praise God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said he called you, and he called you to be faithful, and he'll do for you what you need to do to be that he called you to be. Amen. And he would say, verse 25, "He said, brethren, pray for us." So Paul is putting it out here, praise God, to in Corinthians, he's putting it out here in Thessalonians. He said, listen, say, pray, we just need to trust in the Lord, because he's got a benefit package that's out of this world. An enrichment plan from God, praise the Lord. And our hope, praise God, the hope that we have is in God's plan. God ain't just doing this. Life just doesn't come at us off the cuff. God knows what needs to be done, praise God, and he's working his plan. You and I just need to be part of his plan. Amen. And in like old fellow on TV said, I like it when a plan comes together. God likes it when a plan comes together. And it's his plan, praise God, that he's trying to bring together. So he's talking about what Christ will do in me and you, praise God. Amen. He's the one that does it. We came. So our hope is in the Lord. Amen. Look back at Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. Paul says this to the Colossians. He said, "For this cause," verse number 9. Well, let me go back to verse number 5. Let me just start right there. He said, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel." So there's that again, the truth of the gospel, "which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through the blood, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. That means held together. Amen. When you get discouraged and you think the devil's prevailing, just praise God, just realize that the Lord is holding everything together. That means He's holding you too. Holding you together. Amen. He said He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Now watch this, verse 20. He said, having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him I say, whether they be king, be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. So what Paul is telling us here to the Colossians, he's telling the same thing that he told the Corinthians, praise God. He said, Christ Jesus will confirm you. He'll say, listen, this is mine. You are His, praise God. He'll claim you, amen. Whether, hey, listen, we ought to be claiming Him because He claims us. He confirms us and confirms us as blameless before God the Father. Praise God through the precious blood that was shed on Calvary so that you and I are set free. Praise God. We've been given that enrichment plan of God. The hope that we have is because of the plan that God's made for us. Amen. So that the end result, that our hope is in the Lord. Amen. The hope that we have, it's not in us. It's not in the things around us. It's not in the world that we live in, but it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our hope. He would go on to Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. He says this, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. That's God's enrichment program. Amen. That's the hope that we have, is Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. The Christ that's in us, the Christ that's in you. Is Jesus in your heart tonight? Amen. You know Him in the free pardon of sin. You know Him as your Savior. Paul would go on in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. He would say this, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God would say, listen, God's faithful. Paul would say, God's faithful, but are you faithful? Amen. He said, by whom ye were called in the fellowship. Wonder now, how's your fellowship? Man, how is your fellowship? The hope we have is in our fellowship with Christ Jesus. Amen. Our fellowship with Him. Because we're heirs, joint heirs with Him, praise God. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, our Savior. So we have to ask the question, praise God. God's faithful. If He's faithful to us, how's our fellowship with Him? Amen. How's our fellowship? How's God's enrichment plan working for you as children of God? Amen.